for the journey. Blessings.
Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for joining us. May God continue to bless you and keep you. And yes, this is Celebration Week, and we are so excited. Thank you for your yes. God bless you and have an amazing day and an amazing week. Well, God morning again, each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. I thank you for joining us. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, and we give you all of our praise. We just thank you for this another day that you have allowed us to wake up into. God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Have your way in us and through us, oh God. We thank you for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes over almost 9 years ago, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for each and every person whose lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they have dialed into this number and this telecommunications sanctuary at some time or another time or daily or weekly or monthly, whatever it is. And those who have listened to the replays, God, we just simply say thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you, and we give you the praise because you are the great I am. And, oh, God, we ask that you would have your way in the speaker this morning. We ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that our ears and our hearts and our eyes will be open to hear what you say, oh God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that nothing would interrupt this call, Father, and that everything will go into divine alignment as you would have it to go. And as we go through this day and as we go through this week, we go through this week knowing that you are the great I am and that greater are you who is in each of us than he who is in the world. And God, we take that thing and we will walk in dominion and authority and know that if we just call on the name of Jesus, that everything will be well. And so, Father, we give your name the glory, we give your name the praise, and we give you all the honor, and we love you this morning. In Jesus' name, these things I decree and declare, and I simply say thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. You are so up, so bright. We love you. We love you. Good morning. And thank you for greeting this morning and starting off with a powerful prayer. And thank you for ushering us in. The great I am. The great I am. We thank you so much. You are a truth. God bless you. Good morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me share with you a little about our company. We are so excited. This is the Founders Week. We're so grateful this morning. On October 2010, the two co-founders, Dr. P.J. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this amazing call. Yes, we stand on a scripture. Psalms 88 and 13, but you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. If you have been fed by the Lord to praise God to praise you, we thank you this morning. We have a call of 24 hours, and you can share with each and everyone if you just want to have a prayer praise report. God, the website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All the messages has been archived on the site, as well as the bio of our speakers. The theme for this year is, in 2019, God, Hand, Justice, and Integrity, and Truth in Me, individually and corporately, will be clearly be seen. Amen? Amen. If you've been fed by the Lord, you're both a part of our blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Tiffany, as a host, as yours truly, or share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And my co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general minister, Bernice Terrell, will contact you. I am so excited about this project. Our phenomenal company, Artists International, is established by the B.S. De Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Flights. Great products to help the world become healthy, wealthy, and use. You can also share this information with everyone. This is a new motivation call, held Monday through Friday at this call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. We also, if you have the service of T-Mobile, Metro Pieces, or Boost Motor, we have a bypass number you need, and you have to call, so it's free, you won't be charged. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. So today is Inspiration Monday. We have our host is going to be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our speaker is going to be Pastor Eric. So we are from Detroit, so we're excited. We're excited. So everyone plug in after this call. And let me also share with you, too, that's, like I just said, this is the Founders Week, so we're excited about the Founders Week. We're excited 25 years. Oh, my God. October 25th, and it's going to be our day. I also want to share with you the Gathering of the Eagles Ministries Ordination. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon presents candidates for this ordained as a prophet minister. One of our ministers, Kai Brown, will be also ordained, and Pastor Lisa Lenskin at the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church in Hempstead, Texas, and the Dr. Clarence Tyler is a senior pastor. So judge yourself according, and let's share that and be able to join them there. I also want you to visit your back office and check out What's Up app. Keep yourself connected. Stay connected so that we be in our company. This month is you're getting qualified for Cancun. So everyone, look at your list and make sure you stay in compliance with that so you can be in Cancun May of 2020. It's going to be exciting. Well, let me just say I want to introduce a speaker that she's no stranger to this call. She is one of our co-founders. And you know what? I don't have to do a lot of introduction, but I'm going to just give a few highlights of her because she's one of the, I'm just so grateful to be on this call with her. Let me just share a little bit about Dr. P.K. Rose Patton. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi, an alumna of Akron State University. Also, Dr. P.K. commissioned as an Artist Chaplain, Army Chaplain, rather, in January 1985. She has two children, five grandchildren that love Dr. P.K. Dr. P.K. served as Ambassador of Artists International. Dr. P.K. is one of the co-founders of this master's call. Yes, it is the co-founders. We're so glad. And so let me introduce you to some and present to others, none other than the one dynamic Dr. P.K. All you out there, Dr. P.K.
I am right here. Can you hear me, Honorable Chief?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Good morning, and thank you for that introduction. Thank you so very much for what you do for us. Glory be to God. I am ringing in my soul, and I can't sing it, but Minister Tiffany, you're going to have to unstyle yourself and come right back again and do just a little bit of I am, you are great, God, you are. I want you all to know that God, the great God has done great things for us over these past 9 years, over these past 8 years leading into our ninth year. I thank God so much for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and what she has done for this call and this ministry. I absolutely am honored today, honored that God would allow me to be a part of such a great movement, and I did say movement. This past week have shown me just how vitally important this call is. By the time I got my sixth call on death notification over this call this weekend, where the mother was being buried and then the father died, the Brown family, I said, what? Come on here. And I realized that this forum, this call, this ministry has provided a place and a space for people to come and know that they can get someone to pray with them in spite of how crazy life may appear, and push me on to get somebody to pray for me who helped me understand the difference in, I mean, really, really understand the difference in praying against the spirit of death, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that spirit sometimes is loosed in places, on people, in spaces that should not be. And we, as the prayer warriors on the front line, should know how to pray about these things. So we are praying against the spirit of death. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And so I give God the glory this morning, not because of who we are, hallelujah, and the fact that he's placed us here, but because he is who he is, and we are here for the building of the kingdom of God. I'm here to tell you that we are in the right place at the right time, doing that which God has called us to be and called us to do. With that, Minister Tiffany, would you come and give us just a little bit more? You are great. We need to focus on the fact that God is great, and because of his greatness, there is hope. And where there is hope, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus, we shall live and not die in our walk with the Lord. Amen, amen. Come on, Minister Tiffany. You are great.
Lord, I love you. Is that what you're talking about, Lord. Dr. C.K.?
Yes.
I really love you.
You are great, yes.
How I love you.
Yes.
I really love you. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you.
Thank you, God.
How I love you. I really love you. Just for who you are and all of your glory, my heart sings, holy, holy. You are
everything.
I need you to be. You are the great.
Ooh, yeah.
I am. You are the great.
Yes, you are, Jesus.
Yes, God.
I am. You are the great. I am.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. How do you sing like that out there? Early in that California town, I was talking to Dr. Vanessa, and she said, because they're praisers. I said, how does that Minister Sharon and Peters and Tiffany just belt out that in the morning? And I'm very croaking out the words. is it? They appraise us. God called us all to different things. You weren't called to do that, so it's all right. Hallelujah. She always makes me feel so good. I thank God for her, and I do honor God for Mother Josie and her birthday this past week, and saw the pictures of how God has just blessed her. I can't wait to hear tell me all about it. And as we are now preparing for the birthday of our own Mother Oliver, 104 years coming up, look at how God has blessed this call. Because God is great, and the great I am, I can stand here and thank him because he says to me, I am the source. I am the source of your healing. I am the source of your happiness. I am the source of your prosperity. I am the source of your worthiness. I am the light that you desire to see. I am the integrity. I wish to be seen in this world. I am the peace that you long for. I am the wisdom that you need to glean from. I am love. I am enough. I am the great I am. Look at God. I am. I already had that, you all. I couldn't believe that guy came with that song this morning. I am the great. Yes, yes, yes. That just sums it all up. He is the great I am. He is the one who gives us the Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I am, says the Lord, Jeremiah 29:11 for you. Beginning on October 25th, 2010, I thank God that when we embarked up on this journey, neither of us knew that this day would come when we would look up on this, reflect up on this, and reminisce up on this ministry and say, God, look what you have done. We thank you, God, that when you planned this call, you did not plan it without us, that you selected us and said, step into this place and watch and see what I'm going to do. Indeed, indeed, it was a day-by-day journey for me. Dr. Vanessa projected out a little bit further than me, but I walked day-by-day for real. Proverbs 16:8, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. Because this call was built around Artists International, we came on board because we saw a need for prayer for this company. We saw that if God didn't do it, it would not be done. We saw that God was needed in leadership. I just read, as I was going back through my notes, a prophecy that God gave me for the leader, one of the leaders in the company. Great. God's daughter, Dorothy, was the name of the prophecy that God gave. And I'm still holding on to that prophecy and talking about how when we get our eyes off God, how our lives are derailed. I said, good God, look at you. The same God spoke then is the same God speaking now. I am the great I am, said the Lord. I don't change. I want you to know that the words that I have given you in the word is still the same. And I want you to understand that it is so important for you to guard your mind, guard your heart, that character development is important. That, let me see, what's that other one? That you understand the purpose of suffering, because suffering shall come. This morning, the scripture that came to me that is an old scripture that we all know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us all out of them. We've got to understand who we are in
God. And the other scripture that is my go-to scripture when I don't know what else to do is all things. All things work together for the good of PK, because PK loves the Lord and PK has been called by God. You got to know that you have a calling on your life. You may not know where the calling will place you, but you've got to know that God has called your name. And you've got to know that you said, yes, Lord, yes, I hear your call. I hear you calling me. What do you want me to do? Yes, God. Yes, God. You've got to understand that the call of your life 10 years ago may not be the same call that he's given you today. I had to relate that to my daddy calling me, get up, P. I'm ready for you to come and go with me to the field. Go to the field. Daddy knew I never did like going to the field. Go to the field. Go to the field for what? Today it was to pick some peas. Tomorrow it may have been to pick some cucumbers. And the next day it may have been to cut okra. I hated cutting okra because those leaves itch me so bad. I'd have gloves and long sleeves and everything on. But you got to understand that when your father calls, you got to understand that there's a purpose for the call. Oh, glory to God. And you got to say, yes, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to you. I'm preaching my testimony now. I'm preaching. I'm telling you that God has called me again, yet again, yes, from doing what he wants me to do, to do really what he really wants me to do. I'm called back into the pastorage. Lord have mercy. Jesus walked in there saying yes yesterday. Yes, y'all, yes, yes, yes. I'm going to do what God said do. Yes, yes. Here I am, Lord, yes. Woo, to get back in this pulpit, yep, Lord, yes. To visit these folk at these hospitals, yes, Lord, yes, yes. What is your yes? Do you understand your purpose for God's call on your life in this season? Oh, yes, I'm supposed to give you a title. I'm still working on what is your purpose in life as we enter the celebration of our ninth year. My purpose back then has changed from what it is today. No, that's not right. The purpose on my life is the same, because God's purpose for all of us is to worship him. However, the call that he called me to back then has shifted yet again. The shift of the call in your life will be determined by what God needs you to do for such a time as this. Talk, Esther, tell us what the call is and what God called you to do and how you had to shift each time he calls. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. How many of you, I'm asking today, are saying yes as we step into yet another season of this prayer call? This is no joke over here. The call on our lives as prayer warriors, our call on our lives to really be here for each other and go to God and get a word to come to encourage our call, the call that God has on our lives to understand where we fit in the purpose, in the scheme of all of this for the will of God, the call to help us understand the purpose of life for us today, to help us make sense of the purpose, understanding that suffering is a part of the call and a part of the purpose, to understand the mind. It all starts in the mind and how we've got to get our mind right. Give us the mind of Christ, God, so that as we go forth, we can do that which says, which you tell us to do. So what does God use to transform our minds? The answer is truth. Culture lies in what we need to conform us, but eternal truth transforms us so that we move into not just being inspiration, but to transformation. We are here today not to just inspire you, but to transform you so that your purpose will be revealed to you. Is that good? All righty. With that being said, I'm going to say to you, happy happy anniversary. I thank God for each and every one of you, understanding that God has called us to the front line right here where we are to continue to pray, to encourage, to inspire, to transform, to help people understand that throwing up your hands saying, I completely surrender to the great I am, is more than enough. Back to you, Honorable Cynthia Cox.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that profound word. After this, we'll call you back for to close it out in a benediction. After a few announcements, let us pray and pray over the prayer request. Dear God, above, there is no one like you. You are the true God, the only God that we worship. You are the great I am. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for that message. He is the great I am, Jeremiah 29:11. What a purpose in life. What is our purpose in life? Hallelujah. God has put us on the front line as we are survivors. We surrender. I'm praising God to restore Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for this message as she shared with us this morning. Praise God for the spirit and the blessing that she cannot see, such as her joy, inner happiness, and hope in her life. Thank you to two co-founders, the master called Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Boy, we celebrate 9 years. Lord Jesus, we celebrate 9 years. We thank you, you awesome ladies. We thank you so much. You make my heart smile. God is good. Praise God for every prayer warrior. Yes, artists, reps, and customs that join us here on the Master's Call. We give God the praise for the Diaz de Leon family and the staff that works at the office will bring out his life for us and to share with us. Praise God for Mother Joseph, 96 years young, last week. And we praise God for Mother Oliver, who's going to turn 104 on October 31st. We praise God for Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, and Mother Annette. We pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning, Lord. Visit them at the nursing hospital. Oh, in the prison, oh, Lord, we need them. They need you this morning. Pray for every bereaved family this morning, a special blessing for the Brown family. Pray for the Elijah Cummings, Lord, a special prayer for their family. Comfort them this morning like you've never covered before. Lord, we want to glorify you as our Father, always guiding us through what your Holy Spirit, so that we will be obedient to you in every day, in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I just can't thank you enough, Dr. P.K., for all that you do. Well, let me just say to us, I would love for you to hear this playback. Hallelujah, this playback. The playback this morning of this powerful message Dr. P.K. has shared with us, the playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, we want to say that right after this call, we have our new motivational call, which is next. Everybody, please join us. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. We also just want to say thank you for the co-founders week. We can't thank you enough, the two co-founders. I can't say anymore. I'm just so thankful. I'm so grateful this morning. Thank you, Mr. Tiffany, for greeting us this morning, open us up with that powerful prayer and also usher us in this morning. We thank you. We thank you, Dr. P.K., for your powerful message this morning. And we want you to close us out in benediction, please. Thank you.
God bless each of you. As we are entering into our Founders Week, I'm encouraging each of you to call someone and let them know this is the place to be at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this week especially, and to remind each of you that as we are coming up on the prophetic conference, to fast this week. Choose 2 days this week and lift it up, offer it up unto the Lord for the conference. I believe that that offering will be absolutely appreciated by our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. With that being said, I want you to know, hallelujah, that my purpose for the TMC call from now on is to stand in the gap and pray, knowing the importance of prayer. Now, God, we ask that your Holy Spirit be released upon each and every one of us so that we will live a life that is pleasing in your sight, building the kingdom as you see fit. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic day, my friends. God bless you.